in the lusty month of May, and if we wish to actually maintain the quality of our health, who better than to speak to our ace nutritionist, indeed pharmacist, of course, in association with pharma or nutritional supplements. It's the fabulous Dennis the Chemist. How are you, Dennis?
Mighty fine, thank you. Mighty fine.
So what delights are you going to bring to us today?
Well, my whole life in my pharmacy here in Manchester is devoted, it's a good word, devoted to helping people maintain good health. I'm a pharmacist. There are 12,000 pharmacies in Great Britain looking after 65 million people. And all the pharmacists in the pharmacies are there to help you maintain good health. So besides giving out dispensing prescriptions, we actually dispense, the 12,000 pharmacies, we actually dispense in Great Britain 1.1 billion prescriptions. That's 1,000 million prescriptions. And these medicines range from A for asthma right through for V for verrucas. So pharmacists are experts on drugs. It's a 4 years master's degree course at university, and then one does a year's practical training in a pharmacy or a hospital or in industry, and then you spend your entire career doing your chosen field in pharmacy. And many of the pharmacists are every day advising people. We're all advising people not just to take your medicines the correct way, if it says before meals, if it says after meals, some medicines you shouldn't have grapefruit with, and it's printed on the label, avoid having grapefruit while on this medicine because there's a possibility of an interaction. So yes, grapefruit, talking about grapefruit is really coming into health, because a grapefruit is a food. So we can talk about food to help people. And this week in the Daily Express, there was a headline, experts warn 50,000 medics urgently needed. The headline, the main headline was, it's staring out of the paper, NHS in grip of staff crisis. And it goes on to say, this was an exclusive by Giles Sheldrick in the Express, 50,000 hospital doctors and nurses are needed to solve a critical NHS staffing crisis. Campaigners have revealed. Experts warn today that failure to recruit enough frontline workers will see the health service placed on life support, with patients waiting longer in A&E for routine operations and to see their GP. The crisis is most acute in nursing, which is missing 40,000 and linked to a higher chance of dying on a hospital ward. But the problem runs deeper, as there are also 7,000 too few family GPs. And the NHS, Europe's biggest employer, has a workforce of 1.1 million, but 100,000 jobs remain unfilled. So we do need to sort out our wonderful national health with regard to the staffing levels. And therefore, one of the jobs of a pharmacist in the 12,000 pharmacies is to help people by giving them advice as to how they should remain healthy. If you can remain healthy with less illness, then you have less needs to see your GP, less needs to go into a hospital with illness. If you can remain healthy, you can avoid maybe needing an operation if you look after yourself better. Look at all we hear about is the number of people, for example, getting diabetes type 2 and type 1. There are 4 million people in Great Britain with diabetes type 2. There's 400,000 people with diabetes type 1. And that's just one of many illnesses that we all need to look at as to how we can improve and maintain good health to avoid all illnesses, heart attacks, strokes, cancer, asthma, emphysema. The list goes on. We've got to do something. I mean, there are rocket ships on the moon. The degree of technology, many millions of people have mobile phones, which are miniature computers. The amount of activity going on in a mobile phone, measuring a few inches long and a couple of inches wide, used to need the room the size of your lounge. The size of the computer was needed, equivalent to what we've got in a mobile phone. So science, in many respects, has moved on tremendously. But in health, we seem to be going backwards. People are still smoking. How people can set fire to leaves and breathe in the smoke to damage the lungs is ridiculous. And the amount of overeating that people do, and they may be watching television 7 hours a night, 7 days a week, 7 sevens of 49. That's 49 hours of sitting in a chair watching a box. And grazing the whole evening. Do you want a cup of tea? Do you want a sandwich? Do you want a biscuit? Do you want some crisps? It's just ridiculous. And the next generation, the children, there are now 800 children under the age of 12 who are already type 2 diabetic. And the chances are, we're told, that they, unfortunately, and that's a mild word to use, unfortunately, that they could probably die before their parents because they're getting the damage caused by having diabetes at such a young age, because sugar is the new nicotine. We're trying to stop smoking, but nicotine itself, you know, is a chemical in cigarettes which is damaging us. And sugar, we need a small amount of sugar each day. We do need it for energy. But the amount of sugar that people are eating is just ridiculous. A Mars bar is about 8 spoons of sugar. A Bounty is about 8 spoons of sugar. Kit Kat, cakes, chocolates, biscuits, sweets, it's all sugar. Programs that people love watching on television, these cooking programs, so many of them, all you hear is, add 6 ounces of sugar, add 8 ounces of sugar, extolling the virtues of the enjoyableness of eating cakes and chocolates and sweets, but not reminding the public that what you're putting in this sugar is far too much. We're trying to cut back on sugar. And so one of the headings I read this week was, Proof Obesity Kills. A study of 2.8 million Britons shows that it, that's the obesity, can raise the risk of an early death by 50%. And this article by Victoria Allen, the science correspondent, is saying that being obese can raise the risk of dying early by 50%, a major study has shown. Even being slightly overweight raises the likelihood of serious illnesses like type 2 diabetes and arthritis. The survey of 2.8 million Britons concluded that those who are above a healthy weight are at a heightened risk of developing 10 out of 12 severe health conditions. These conditions included a stroke, heart failure, an irregular heartbeat, angina, sleep apnea, that's where you stop breathing maybe for several seconds while you're asleep, and it's a dangerous thing to stop breathing. And also it goes on to say, included in these 12 severe health conditions from being overweight, chronic kidney disease. With more than a quarter of the UK adults classed as obese, did you hear that, listeners? More than a quarter of the UK adults, now there's 65 million people on the island called Great Britain, and a quarter of 60 is 15 million. So it's more than a quarter, more than 15 million adults on this island called the United Kingdom are obese. And around 60% of the UK adults are overweight. Health experts say the findings are hugely worrying for the country and the NHS. Researchers who used anonymous medical records to track people's health over a 10-year period divided them into five groups based on their body mass index. Listeners, you may have heard of this expression, body mass index. It's a way of sort of listing those people who are, first of all, overweight, and then the next group, those people who are obese, and then the next group, those who are very obese. So it's a fairly simple calculation to work out your own BMI, your body mass index. To find your body mass index, this was actually the article in the Daily Mail, Monday, April the 29th. It said how to calculate your BMI, your body mass index. All you have to do is take your weight in kilograms, not in pounds and ounces. So you convert your weight in stones and pounds into kilograms. So say you weighed 80 kilograms. You divide that number 80 by your height. Now your height, for this little calculation, you need your height. So if you're 5'8", you have to convert that into meters, which on your iPhone, your Siri, you can actually ask Siri, what is my height in meters? I am 5'8", and Siri will answer, it's 1-point-something meters. So your iPhone can do it, or your computer can do it, or you can do it with a calculator. So once you've got your height in meters, say 1.7, you then, if you remember from school the expression, to square a number, you multiply it by itself. So you have to square your height in meters. So if your height was 1.7 meters, you multiply 1.7 by the same number, 1.7. And that will come to 3-point-something. And you would divide that number into your weight in kilograms. So if your weight was 70 kilograms, you would divide the 3-point-something into the 70, and you would get a number. Now that's your number, is your body mass index. Body stands with B, mass begins with M, index begins with I. So your doctor will talk about your BMI, your body mass index, which is your weight in kilograms divided by your height in meters, where that number, the height in meters, has been multiplied by itself. And you will get a number. The answer If the answer, when you've done the division, is less than 18.5, 18.5, then you are underweight. If it's between 18 and 24, then you are normal. If it's between 25 and 29, you are overweight. If the number has now gone between 30 and 35, you are class 1 obese. If it's between 35 and 40, you're class 2 obese. And if it's over number 40, then it's class 3 severely obese. And so on this page 4 in the Daily Mail on Monday, April the 29th, there's a list of illnesses: type 2 diabetes, sleep apnea, heart failure, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, osteoarthritis, chronic kidney disease, asthma and angina, and then a stroke or transient ischemic attacks. They're called mini strokes. So what this chart is showing you, that if you're overweight, your chance of getting these problems goes up a certain amount. If you're class 1 obese, it goes higher. Class 2 obese, it goes even higher. And class 3 severely obese, then the chance of being ill or dying from all these different problems goes much higher. So we really do have to look after ourselves. Eat sensible amounts. Don't smoke. If you've got to drink alcohol, which I know is a social thing, keep it to the very, very minimum. I know it's hard when a person like me is saying, if you're going to drink socially, just have one glass of wine or one pint of beer. Because the more alcohol you drink, the more damage you do to your body, you damage your liver, you damage your brain, there's more chance of dementia, you're pickling your body. The liver is the biggest organ in the body. It has more jobs to do than any other organ. It stores iron, it breaks down alcohol, it breaks down medicine, it breaks down insecticides and pesticides, and you've got to look after your liver. And pickling it by drinking alcohol is damaging your liver. And this obesity problem, besides people waiting for liver transplants from liver failure because they've got alcoholic fatty liver disease, there's a new problem looming up rapidly in the next 2 or 3 decades, which is called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, because there are so many people who are obese, overweight, very obese, seriously obese, that in the next 2 or 3 decades, 20 to 30 years, the doctors are predicting there'll be more people who've got non-alcoholic fatty liver disease than alcoholic fatty liver disease. In the Express, they ran all this story under a different headline. Obesity threatens lives of 18.5, that's 18.5 million overweight Britons. That's another way of putting it. And just to the right of that, there's another little headline. Heavy kids face kidney cancer risk. Heavier and taller children are up to 2/3 more likely to develop kidney cancer when they grow up, according to a new study. Those who continue to gain weight during childhood are at greater risk of cancer cell, renal cell, that's the kidney cell, carcinoma, the most common form of kidney cancer. It was found particularly in overweight men aged between 50 and 70. Children who put on weight between the ages of 7 and 13 were up to, this is horrendous, they were up to 67% more likely to develop this kidney cancer than youngsters who maintained a healthy weight. Dr. Britt Wang Jensen of the Center for Clinical Research and Prevention at Bispebjerg Jørg and Frederiksberg hospitals in Copenhagen, Denmark, said, "Our findings open the door to new ways to explore the causes of kidney cancer. The study will be delivered to the European Congress on Obesity in Glasgow." Pharma Nord is a Danish company in Denmark. And in that country, the law is that all health products have to be made to pharmaceutical standards. I came across this brilliant range of health food products, vitamins, minerals, trace elements, herbs. I came across them about 25 years ago, and I started selling their products. And with a liaison with them and promoting their products without telling them on radio and television programs that I've been doing for 25 years, I became friends of their managing director, Bent Henriksen, who's actually based in Newcastle, although all the products are made to pharmaceutical standards in Denmark. And this wonderful range of health food products made, which impressed me as a pharmacist, they're made to pharmaceutical standards. So, for example, they have a product which will help people avoid being obese. And now there's a dose on the box for children over 5. It's called BioGlucose Control. It helps to control your sugar levels because it contains an extract of a berry made from, found growing this berry in the mountains of Chile. Chile is 7,000 miles away. And up in the mountains, people have been eating this purple berry for centuries. And what it does, it blocks the enzyme which turns starch into sugar. All your bread and potatoes and your pizza and your pasta and your rice and your Swedes and your turnips and your parsnips all contains starch, and all starch becomes sugar. And as we've said, sugar is the new nicotine. We're trying to reduce sugar. So if you take this capsule, and anybody over 5 could take one a day, and adults take 2 a day, it will help to stop the starch in your food becoming sugar. And they've added one other thing, chromium. Now, there's a lot of products on the market selling chromium, things like chromium picolinate, but it's only 12% absorbed, and chromium chloride, only 10% absorbed. But Pharma Nord's chromium, it's made in such a natural way, using amino acids to take the chromium into the body, that EFSA, the European Food Safety Authority, have ordained it as being 100% absorbed. And what chromium does when you've got it, we're all low in chromium, but it's in this capsule called BioGlucose Control. It actually opens the receptor in your cell wall, and you're made of 100 trillion cells, not million, not billion, trillion. And the chromium allows the receptor to open and let the right amount of sugar in. Now you've got the right amount of sugar, you will make a hormone called leptin, which tells the brain, "I feel full." Listeners, without the chromium that we're all low in, the receptor won't open and the insulin gets fed up. And it says, right, if I can't give you some sugar for energy, the right amount, I'm going to store the sugar as fat. I'll give you a fat bottom, a fat belly, a double chin. And as I said earlier, even if you don't drink alcohol, I will now give you a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, because I'm going to store the sugar that I couldn't get in your cell through the lack of chromium. I'm going to store it in your liver. So that's become a brilliant product that people can buy to help them avoid the horrors of being overweight, obese, very obese. And fortunately, because it's so safe and natural, you can give it to any child over the age of 5. Look at the mineral magnesium. Pharma Nord make bio magnesium tablets. Magnesium is in 350 different pathways in your body, and we're all low in magnesium. 70% of your magnesium is removed if you eat white flour. When they remove the good fiber to make white flour. So instead of wholemeal, which is good, the white flour has had the magnesium removed. And magnesium is in 350 different pathways in your body. Most of them are neurological. So if you take biomagnesium, it helps you sleep, it helps you relax, it can reduce irregular heartbeats. Magnesium is so important. Then there's the mineral selenium. We in the United Kingdom have the lowest levels of selenium in the world. Most of you will never have heard of the mineral selenium. I've been selling Farm & Ord's BioSeleno Precise for 30 years. It gives you the right amount of selenium, the missing amount that we're not getting from the British soil. Because the British soil, when the planet was formed 4 billion years ago, happens to have the lowest selenium in the world. And that's needed to make 25 different pathways in your body. Selenium P protects your liver. Selenium K protects your kidney. Selenium M protects your muscle. The N1 protects your nerve. Thioredoxin reductase selenium protects your heart. And all you ladies taking thyroxin to help the overweight, the depression and tiredness that often comes with an underactive thyroid, to make your thyroxin tablet, the little white tablet that the doctor gives you, to make it work properly by being converted from the inactive form T4 into the active form T3, you need an enzyme, and it's made of selenium. It's got a long name, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase. That's one word. And in that word, you can hear seleno is selenium, iodo is iodine, thyronine means your thyroid, little white tablet, thyroxin. And you need selenium to convert your little white tablet into the active form. And then you will get an even better benefit from taking your thyroxin tablet. You will become less depressed, less overweight, and less tired.
And there we are, Dennis. That's it. The whistle has to go.
The Farm & Ord tablet of selenium, or they also do one with zinc.
With 27 and a half minutes, we have to actually fade your microphone down, Dennis. I'm sorry, but, you know, that's enough for enough goodness. We'll have to come back to selenium again in a few moments' time, or indeed in a week or so's time, when you're back with us. Is that okay?
Okay, sir.
That's excellent. Dennis, the chemist, we salute you. Take care.
Thank you.